While Northcote Golf Course was closed to golfers during Stage 4 restrictions, the Darebin City Council opened it up to the public. Now golfers can return to the course, but not every resident is keen to leave the new open space. A Change.org petition to keep Northcote Golf Course open to the public has reached over 7,000 signatures. We spoke to Darebin City Councillor Trent McCarthy from the Greens, who's promised that if he's re-elected, he'll give the community shared access to the course. But first, we'll hear from Jack Jennings, a 24-year-old contact centre worker who's used the golf course since he was 7. Jack, can you tell us a bit about you and other golfers' campaign to keep Northcote Golf Course exclusive to golfers?
So we have been reaching out to a couple of different councillors. The We Play Golf at Northcote website, so weplaygolfatnorthcote.com, where we've had a lot of people share their story about the Northcote Golf Course and what it means to them.
Would you ever support any sort of shared access scheme?
That's a great question, and respectfully, I would have to say no. I just think it would be really hard to maintain that. I think it's important to highlight that it took 2 days from the announcement that golf would resume of volunteer work to help get the course into a playable condition.
Now, there are lots of golf courses all across Melbourne. Why is protecting the Northcote Golf Course so important to you?
What I don't think is being looked at here is that, you know, Northcote is a public golf course. It's not a private club. It's not like Kingston Heath or Royal Melbourne, where you do have to be, you know, quite frankly, elite in status to be able to play those courses on a consistent basis. You know, I'm a contact centre worker. I don't make bucket loads of cash. It's been called the People's Park by people that want to turn it into a park. But in every sense of the word, the Northcote Public Golf Course is the people's course.
Now we'll hear from the Darebin City Councillor, Trent McCarthy, from the Greens. So why did Darebin City Council open Northcote Golf Course up to the public during Stage 4 restrictions?
Well, it was an interesting situation because we knew that a lot of people were finding it really hard with the lockdown. Some people don't have green space on their own property, so they live in apartments or units. People had been actually cutting into the fence to get in there, and this had happened a couple of times. The council and the golf course operator kept repairing the fence, and I just said, look, can we just make it a safe entrance for people so that they can get in there, they can enjoy the space, they can be COVID safe, and it will do wonders for their mental health.
Golfers we've spoken to have pointed out that Northcote Golf Course is one of the rare affordable public golf courses in Melbourne. Could closing it risk making the sport less accessible for the low-income earners of Darebin?
I've heard that argument, and I think that argument actually doesn't quite tick the box when you understand that the council actually already subsidises the activity there to the tune of $140,000 a year. So that's the gap between what is charged by people that play golf and what the council actually affords. Now, in terms of affordability, there's actually ways to make the use of that space even more affordable and for more uses. We do obviously have Bundoora, which is also a public golf course, also owned by the council.
Now, supporters of keeping the golf course as a golf course have said there's already a lot of parks around the area. Right next to Northcote Public Golf Course, you've got Meyer Park. Across the Merri Creek, you've also got Abraham's Reserve. And then in Brunswick, there's also Allard Park and Joan Park. What's the harm in keeping some space for golfers?
Whilst we do have some wonderful parks and we know that they will continue to play a role, we also know that there are very few green spaces that are locked up for just one activity. The council's own open space strategy, which was adopted last year, says that all open spaces should be available for multi-use.